Poppington. We up in this motherfucking bitch. Nigga, I'm in this motherfucking, it's episode 25. So you know what the fuck going on. We already plugged in this motherfucker. Shout out to everybody that shared the episode and tapped into the last one with me and my nigga Logan, aka X-Kizzle. Gonna go ahead and jump this shit off, man. Crazy shit going on. Fucking Joe Budden. I don't know if everybody knows. I know everybody knows. The new Eminem album just came out, Kamikaze. Joe Budden got up on his fucking podcast yesterday morning. I plugged the fuck in around 8 o'clock on Spotify. Shit was jumping. This nigga Joe just start going the fuck off. I'm like, this nigga, wow, is a motherfucker. This nigga Joe ill as fuck talking about, let's be honest, nigga, you couldn't fuck with me in the last 10 years. I'm like, what the fuck? He pretty much called Eminem out on his podcast. If you haven't heard it or watched the video on YouTube, please go plug the fuck in. That shit was crazy. He talks about how basically what Eminem addressed and said on his album just isn't enough for Joe to even get the fuck up out of his bed. Like, basically what he said, everything that Eminem addressed, it wasn't enough for him to unretire. I don't know if you know, but Joe's retired. He's made a name for himself. You know what I'm saying? If you really look at Joe Budden's career, shit really just kind of all over the place. Started off as a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Well, I wouldn't say it's really all over the place, but he just transitioned into broadcasting. He even mentions that and says that a lot. So, you know. But, you know, he talks about how what Eminem has said about him and shit. Because, you know, he was talking about beating on women and shit, hitting on bitches and shit. So, I'm like, okay, but Eminem, you was like one motherfucker that can't really judge nobody for putting their hands on anybody. I mean, this dude had a song about killing his mom. I believe he had a song about killing his baby mom. So, it's like, what the fuck really going on? Joe also taps in, plugs in, and talks about how him and Royce is cool. No, Royce the 5'9", who I think personally is better than Eminem. A lot of people might agree. A lot of people might disagree. But I think he's better than Eminem. Way better. You know what I'm saying? Joe talks about content, how he's a content type of nigga. You know what I mean? And how all Eminem is one that rhymes words and rhymes letters, and that's all he does. And I will agree. I think that's all that Eminem does do, but I think Eminem does have content, and I think he delivered that content on the Recovery album. I don't know, you know, plug in with me if y'all disagree. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's plugged the fuck in right now. It's episode 25, and listen, we're back up in this bitch. Newspaper page. Yeah, it's a rare motherfucking edition. Shout out to my nigga Lyric. He was the inspiration for that drop. I know y'all know what the fuck going on. That's that old school shit. If you don't know what the fuck that is, slap yourself. You must be too young if you ain't up on game about that show. So anyway, back to these white boys just rapping and shit. It's all dope, you know. I fuck with everything that's going on right now. Everything that's fucking going on right now in hip hop, as far as beef is concerned, I really fuck with this shit, bro. Like, MGK. Who would have thought that MGK would have came back doing some shit like this? You know what I'm saying? MGK done got plugged the fuck in. Now, G-Eazy, I ain't too sure about him. G-Eazy, his little response to MGK was dope. Don't get me wrong. I ain't trying to say it was trash. But all everybody's going to do at the end of the day is compare that to what MGK did. MGK responded to Eminem. As much shit as everybody talks about Eminem, when they hear G-Eazy, he's no competition. In my eyes, he's just no fucking competition at all.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Is it? Because I don't agree with you, my nigga. And well, and I have, I mean, y'all can go check it out your damn self. It probably has 1 million to 3 million views on it. I don't give a fuck. It could have 167,000. 167 million. You go listen to the MGK shit first. And then you come plug back in with me. Or go listen to MGK's diss first to Eminem. And then go listen to G-Eazy's diss to MGK. Because that's all, that's it. We're all just sitting around waiting for Eminem to respond to MGK at this point. And I don't know what the fuck's going on, because I think Eminem on that bullshit.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Is that right? Well, listen, Joe Budden called Eminem the fuck out on his podcast the other morning. Just this, not even 24, almost 24 hours ago. About 20 hours ago, Joe Budden called this nigga Eminem. Was talking real bad about you, Em. Talking about how he's always been better than you, Em. Talking about how Joe has always felt uncomfortable being at Shady Records. I watched Crooked Eye on his live on Instagram a little bit. Go tap in on our YouTube. We got a little bit of footage of that. And he pretty much tapped in and was like saying how he agrees with Joe on certain parts of what Joe was saying and how he disagrees. He was backing up Eminem a little bit on certain areas. But like I said, he was agreeing to disagree on certain things with Joe. And I'm waiting for that pull-up episode to pop up, because I was looking for that shit today. I didn't see it. You know, I'm talking about the shit with Joe Budden. He be having a little interview, sitting down, talking with motherfuckers and shit. It's called the pull-up. So I'm interested to see what the fuck going on with
you
that.
You are now tuned in to the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in.
It's episode 25. It's your boy, Escobar Poppinson. So yeah, Jeezy, to me, he's cool. But one thing that I don't fucking like about these motherfucking rappers now when it comes to this beef shit. We all know y'all motherfuckers don't want to die. Because if y'all wanted to die, there wouldn't even be no diss songs written or any of that. Me, personally, I ain't doing that with niggas no more. If I'm in this shit and I'm doing this to get my money, I'm doing it to feed whoever I need to feed. I'm doing it for my people. I'm not out here to fucking just be playing around. Because a motherfucker can die, I can get it out here. Anybody can get it. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to be in that situation. But since we talking hip hop beef, and this ain't real life and death shit, it's just on beats. You know what I'm saying? It's just bars only. What's up with all the accomplishment talk? Because that's all G-Eazy is addressing on his diss. All the accolades that he got. What's up with all the worship and the accolades? All these famous rap niggas want to talk about how many numbers they doing and how much they sell. And man, fuck your motherfucking numbers. And fuck your motherfucking Fuck your motherfucking numbers and fuck your motherfucking sales, nigga. You performing in arenas? Fuck your motherfucking arenas, nigga. That come with this shit. We already know what the fuck going on. That come with this shit. But when you dissing a nigga Like I just told y'all, go listen to MGK's diss to Eminem. And then go listen to G-Eazy's diss to MGK. It's two totally different situations. And I don't even know what the fuck MGK and G-Eazy is even doing. What the fuck? I guess MGK, maybe one of them fucked another one's bitch or something. Somebody must have fucked somebody's chick. You know that's what the fuck it be. It be about these women, bro. These women be fucking everything up, bro.
You need to shut the fuck up.
These bitches is out here just fucking up everybody's motherfucking situation. These side bitches is out here. These Instagram bitches is out here. These big booty bitches is out here. It's all going the fuck down for real. So I wanted to touch on Power because that's my favorite show. And one of my favorite shows. I would say it's probably my favorite show. And I wanted to touch on what everybody thinks that's going on. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know, first of all, let's discuss Ghost and Proctor. When they met up, Proctor had the wire. You know, the feds is on Proctor and shit. Got him tied down. You know, once they start coming for his daughter and shit, he feels a certain type of way. So they got him in here and they got him setting up ghosts and shit. But he did some real nigga shit, man. Like, Ghost gotta know, Ghost gotta plug Proctor in. Let it be known, Proctor cares about his daughter. But at the same time, he ain't have to write on that napkin. He ain't have to write that he had a wire on him. And I fuck with Proctor for that. But James St. Patrick, my nigga, if you don't let Angela go, it's gonna be a motherfucking rap, my nigga. It's gonna be a motherfucking rap.
I'm plugged in, bitch.
And you might as well call it a rap, my nigga. And that's the thing about this show, my nigga. I don't think Ghost is gonna be able to let her go. Moving along, Tommy's dad, old snitch ass. I'm glad they got rid of him. I'm not glad for Tommy that he had to do it. I'm not glad that Tommy was the one that ended up having to do it because that's his father. Tommy's my favorite actor on the show. Always has been low key. I just didn't know that until like the third season. Well, really, officially the third season. I would say I knew. But, you know, real mob white boy, real mob nigga, that's what's up. And, you know, at the end of that shit, it was just crazy. Let me know what you think is going to happen, though. Let me know what y'all think is going to happen on this next episode. I think there's only, one left? I think there's only one episode left. Or two. I hope there's two, but I think there's only one left. So, yeah, lately in Los Angeles, a lot of people have been getting cleaned the fuck out. And when I say cleaned the fuck out, my nigga, I mean wiped the fuck out. Niggas been getting their shit ran up in, nigga. They say Wiz Khalifa recently got robbed. You know what I'm saying? But at this point, Ray Sherman has been the most recent ones. Apparently, these niggas had a safe in their crib. And they got it all. Whatever was in the safe, they got everything that was in that motherfucker. They got that motherfucker wiped out. But these niggas weren't there. They said Slim, Sway Lee and Jimmy B. Slim Jim, whatever the fuck the nigga's name is. Them niggas wasn't there at the house. Or wherever this safe was at. But yeah, you know. Just, you remember Rich the Kid just a couple months ago. He was into some shit. Him and his girl. Tory Briggs, at the time, I don't know if they still together, but Rich got beat up pretty bad when somebody ran up in his shit. You know what I'm saying? The Bobby Brown and Janet Jackson shit. The rumor that recently came out, and I didn't know either. You know, I'm an 80s baby, but I didn't know about this shit. Apparently it was true. Back in the day, Janet Jackson was fucking around with Bobby Brown. her father, Joe Jackson, didn't want any of his daughters fucking with any niggas. So Bobby Brown threw Janet Jackson out of his room naked. It's funny because this whole situation supposedly is true. And Joe Jackson's black. Newsflash. Janet Jackson's black. You know what I'm saying? And like Charlamagne was saying on The Breakfast Club, Michael Jackson was born looking like Colin Kaepernick. When the nigga died, he looked white as fuck. Listen, the nigga Mike was white as shit when he died. God bless his soul. But what Entertainment in America and this world made, you know, him do and others. Look at motherfucking Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa looks like he looks fucking disgusting. He doesn't even look disgusting. He looks disturbing. Go look up Sammy Sosa. He looks fucking crazy. But yeah, Janet got thrown out ass naked in a hotel room back in the day by Bobby Brown. I seen a meme earlier. Nigga basically said that Bobby Brown had Whitney Houston and Janet Jackson back in the day. That's like having Beyonce and Rihanna in this day and age. And that is extremely equivalent, and that is extremely plugged to fucking. I cannot disagree with that, my nigga. At all.
You need to shut the fuck up.
No, my nigga, I will not. I guess we just gonna have to agree to disagree, my nigga. Cause it ain't happening. So look, moving on. I just think that shit's kind of crazy about how Joe Jackson didn't want any of his daughters fucking with niggas. Like, all of y'all are niggas. The only explanation I can think of is because of how the black man is stereotyped in America. I can't think of no other reason. It's sad because you got grown folks out there who are parents that are African American, and they don't want their son bringing home a black girl, or they don't want their daughter bringing home a black boy. There are some people out there like that. I don't know why. You guys need help because you're not looking fucking at all. At all. You need to seek help. Figure something out. Cause that's not plugged the fuck in. So yeah. I haven't seen this new Bobby Brown film yet. And supposedly all this shit is inside and on the first part. I guess it's like a 2-part film. I haven't seen it yet. This is just shit I've heard. So I'm gonna try to watch it with the wifey tomorrow, like Friday. Some shit like that. You feel me? So, as far as the music, Burner, my nigga Burner just dropped a fucking classic, I think, low key. It's too early to call it a classic. I skimmed through it. About an hour and a half ago, I skimmed through it. For the most part, I give it a 4.5 from what I've heard. He's got a lot of what sounds like just dope shit produced by Cosmo. And if you're a fan of Burner like I am, you already know what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, this shit remind me of Drugstar Cowboy times fucking 2. So I was pleased to hear this shit. He's got slaps like, he's got one with Kevin Gates that's dope. He's got Wiz Khalifa on the album. He's got 2 different songs with Bone Thugs and Harmony on the album. The album's called Rico. Okay, expect to see him on Breakfast Club. And if you don't know what I'm talking about Burner. He's fucks with Taylor Gang. Check him out on The Breakfast Club next week. Shout out to Burn. I'm gonna tag you all in this shit. I'm trying to come fuck with you. I was just in Vegas too, and my dumb ass didn't even go fuck with your shit. Like, I know that's the big shit, but I still fuck with you. Always have. Been rocking with Burn for a minute. So yeah, $10 got ran the fuck down on, my nigga. Shit. They came for my nigga. Supposedly this nigga $10 got an outstanding warrant in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was said that from some source that bro got snitched on. So when I heard this, I was like, what the fuck going on? $10 getting snitched on. He got ran the fuck down on in Atlanta for outstanding warrants. And somebody also said that bro got snitched on.
You need to shut the fuck up.
I don't understand. Like, when I hear that, I was like, what the fuck going on? So this story is still breaking and rolling out. We will keep y'all plugged in. Once again, this is episode 25. You already know what the fuck going on. It's the Plugged In Podcast. It's your boy Escobar Poppington.
You are now tuned in to the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in.
So look, this whole Nike rollout, Nike campaign, this shit is beautiful. Like, it makes me feel like I can love America like I used to again. It's actually making America great again. Like, this is literally when you make America great again type shit. Like, this is completely plugged in type shit. Like, all the memes that rolled out with this Nike ad opening, this shit is dope as fuck. And they supposedly paid for this new commercial to drop all over the internet. It's supposed to drop during the NFL opening season games tomorrow or tonight. So it's going to be dope. So they rolling and rocking, baby. Okay? Rolling and fucking rocking. Shout out to Nike. We know you guys lost a little bit of stock, but of course we know it's going to get it back up there again. Nike's been out for over 30 years, people. Over 30 years. This shit is, it's already said and done. And I'm just happy. Mainly because of that commercial. I didn't really expect that. Wasn't prepared for that commercial. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck happened to the shit? But yeah, you know, shout out to fucking Nike, man. Like, Nike trying to bring it the fuck back, bro, and I'm not mad about them for that.
I'm plugged in, bitch.
And they had Kaepernick with the fro. He had the full afro in the commercial. They're going to play that commercial while NFL football games are going to be played tonight. And people gonna be pissed the fuck off. And niggas is still gonna be taking the knee. Getting fined and everything. So yeah, other music that's dropping this Friday. Supposedly Burner was supposed to drop Friday, but he dropped his shit tonight. Like, I thought that was super dope. Go check that out again. But again, on Friday. Tomorrow, Suicide Boys is dropping. I Want to Die in New Orleans is the title of that shit. Black drops this month. Not Friday, but he drops this month along with A Boogie with the Hoodie and Cypress Hill. It's pretty fucking interesting. Again, last Friday along with the Kamikaze, Drip Guy dropped. That I've been on that Black Youngster in that Explosive Mode 4 by Messy Marvin San Quinn. Super tough. Like, that's what I've been on. Super tough. Y'all need to check that out if you like that West Coast Messy Marvin shit. That Blap shit, that, man, go check that out, bro. And that Black Youngster, you know, I'm like sliding to that ignorant trap music, bro. So, my favorite shit on there is that Breed. That shit dope as fuck. Shout out to Bacardi, our sponsor tonight. Bacardi Superior. And shout out to, Honey Bourbon, White Owls. We appreciate everybody for plugging the fuck in. You already know what the fuck going on. And this is the Plugged In Podcast, baby. I'm plugged in. Bitch. This is your boy Escobar Poppington. We up in this motherfucking bitch. Nigga, we in this motherfucker. It's episode 25. So you know what the fuck going on. We already plugged in this motherfucker. Shout out to everybody that shared the episode and tapped into the last one with me and my nigga Logan, aka X-Kizzle. We're going to go ahead and jump this shit off, man. Crazy shit going on. Fucking Joe Budden. I don't know if everybody knows. I know everybody knows. The new Eminem album just came out, Kamikaze. Joe Budden got up on his fucking podcast yesterday morning. I plugged the fuck in around 8 o'clock on Spotify. Shit was jumping. This nigga Joe just started going the fuck off. I'm like, this nigga, wow, is a motherfucker. This nigga Joe ill as fuck talking about, let's be honest, nigga, you couldn't fuck with me in the last 10 years. I'm like, what the fuck? He pretty much called Eminem out on his podcast. If you haven't heard it or watched the video on YouTube, please go plug the fuck in. That shit was crazy. He talks about how basically what Eminem addressed and said on his album just isn't enough for Joe to even get the fuck up out of his bed. Like, basically what he said, everything that Eminem addressed, it wasn't enough for him to unretire. I don't know if you know, but Joe's retired. He's made a name for himself. You know what I'm saying? If you really look at Joe Budden's career, shit really just kind of all over the place. Started off as a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Well, I wouldn't say it's really all over the place, but he just transitioned into broadcasting. He even mentions that and says that a lot. So, you know. But, you know, he talks about how what Eminem has said about him and shit. Because, you know, he was talking about beating on women and shit, hitting on bitches and shit. So, I'm like, okay, but Eminem, you was like one motherfucker that can't really judge nobody for putting their hands on anybody. I mean, this dude had a song about killing his mom. I believe he had a song about killing his baby mom. So, it's like, what the fuck really going on? Joe also taps in, plugs in, and talks about how him and Royce is cool. You know, Royce da 5'9", who I think personally is better than Eminem. A lot of people might agree. A lot of people might disagree. But I think he's better than Eminem. Way better. You know what I'm saying? Joe talks about content, how he's a content type of nigga. You know what I mean? And how all Eminem is one that rhymes words and rhymes letters, and that's all he does. And I will agree. I think that's all that Eminem does do. But I think Eminem does have content. And I think he delivered that content on the Recovery album. I don't know. You know, plug in with me if y'all disagree. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's plugged the fuck in right now. It's episode 25. And listen, we're back up in this bitch. Newspaper page. Yeah, it's a rare motherfucking edition. Shout out to my nigga Lyric. He was the inspiration for that drop. I know y'all know what the fuck going on. That's that old school shit. If you don't know what the fuck that is, slap yourself. You must be too young if you ain't up on game about that show. So anyway, back to these white boys just rapping and shit. it's all dope, you know. I fuck with everything that's going on right now. Everything that's fucking going on right now in hip-hop, as far as beef is concerned, I really fuck with this shit, bro. Like, MGK. Who would have thought that MGK would have came back doing some shit like this? You know what I'm saying? MGK done got plugged the fuck in. Now, G-Eazy, I ain't too sure about him. G-Eazy, his little response to MGK was dope. Don't get me wrong. I ain't trying to say it was trash. But all everybody's going to do at the end of the day is compare that to what MGK did. MGK responded to Eminem. As much shit as everybody talks about Eminem, when they hear G-Eazy, he's no competition. In my eyes, he's just no fucking competition at all.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Is it? Because I don't agree with you, my nigga. And I mean, y'all can go check it out your damn self. It probably has 1 million to 3 million views on it. I don't give a fuck. It could have 167,000. 167 million. You go listen to that MGK shit first. And then you come plug back in with me. Or go listen to MGK's diss first to Eminem. And then go listen to G-Eazy's diss to MGK. That's all. That's it. We're all just sitting around waiting for Eminem to respond to MGK at this point. And I don't know what the fuck's going on, because I think Eminem on that bullshit.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Is that right? Well, listen, Joe Budden called Eminem the fuck out on his podcast the other morning. Almost 24 hours ago. About 20 hours ago, Joe Budden called this nigga Eminem out. Was talking real bad about you, Em. Talking about how he's always been better than you, Em. Talking about how Joe has always felt uncomfortable being at Shady Records. I watched Crooked Eye on his live on Instagram a little bit. Go tap in on our YouTube. We got a little bit of footage of that. And he pretty much tapped in and was like saying how he agrees with Joe on certain parts of what Joe was saying and how he disagrees. He was backing up Eminem a little bit on certain areas. But like I said, he was agreeing and disagreeing on certain things with Joe. And I'm waiting for that pull-up episode to pop up, because I was looking for that shit today. I didn't see it. You know, I'm talking about the shit with Joe Budden. He be having a little interview, sitting down, talking with motherfuckers and shit. It's called a pull-up. So I'm interested to see what the fuck going on with that.
You are now tuned in to the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in.
It's episode 25. It's your boy Escobar Poppinson. So yeah, Jeezy, to me, he's cool. But one thing that I don't fucking like about these motherfucking rappers now when it comes to this beef shit. We all know y'all motherfuckers don't want to die. Because if y'all wanted to die, there wouldn't even be no diss songs written or any of that. Me, personally, I ain't doing that with niggas no more. If I'm in this shit and I'm doing this to get my money, I'm doing it to feed whoever I need to feed. Doing it for my people. I'm not out here to fucking just be playing around. Because a motherfucker can die, I can get it out here. Anybody can get it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be in that situation. But since we talking hip hop beef, and this ain't real life and death shit, it's just on beats. You know what I'm saying? It's just bars only. What's up with all the accomplishment talk? Because that's all G-Eazy is addressing on his diss. All the accolades that he got. What's up with all the worship and the accolades? All these famous rap niggas want to talk about how many numbers they doing and how much they sell. And man, fuck your motherfucking numbers. And fuck your motherfucking numbers and fuck your motherfucking sales, nigga. You performing in arenas? Fuck your motherfucking arenas, nigga. That come with this shit. We already know what the fuck going on. That come with this shit. But when you dissing a nigga, like I just told y'all, go listen to MGK's diss to Eminem. And then go listen to G-Eazy's diss to MGK. It's two totally different situations. And I don't even know what the fuck MGK and G-Eazy is even doing. What the fuck? I guess MGK, maybe one of them fucked another one's bitch or something. Somebody must have fucked somebody's chick. Something. You know that's what the fuck it'd be. It'd be about these women, bro. These women be fucking everything up, bro.
You need to shut the fuck up.
These bitches is out here just fucking up everybody's motherfucking situation. These side bitches is out here. These Instagram bitches is out here. These big booty bitches is out here. It's all going the fuck down for real. So I wanted to touch on Power because that's my favorite show. And one of my favorite shows. I would say it's probably my favorite show. And I wanted to touch on what everybody thinks that's going on. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know, first of all, let's discuss Ghost and Proctor. When they met up, Proctor had the wire. You know, the feds is on Proctor and shit, got him tied down. You know, once they start coming for his daughter and shit, he feels a certain type of way. So they got him in here and they got him setting up Ghosts and shit. But he did some real nigga shit, man. Like, Ghost gotta know, Ghost gotta plug Proctor in. Let it be known, Proctor cares about his daughter. But at the same time, he ain't have to write on that napkin. He ain't have to write that he had a wire on him. And I fuck with Proctor for that. But James St. Patrick, my nigga, if you don't let Angela go, it's gonna be a motherfucking rap, my nigga. It's gonna be a motherfucking rap.
I'm plugged in, bitch.
And you might as well call it a rap, my nigga. And that's the thing about this show, my nigga. I don't think Ghost is going to be able to let her go. Moving along, Tommy's dad, old snitch ass. I'm glad they got rid of him. I'm not glad for Tommy that he had to do it. I'm not glad that Tommy was the one that ended up having to do it because that's his father. Tommy's my favorite actor on the show. Always has been low key. I just didn't know that until like the third season. Well, really, shit. Yeah, officially the third season. I would say I knew. But you know, real mob white boy, real mob nigga. That's what's up. And you know, at the end of that shit, it was just crazy. Let me know what you think is gonna happen, though. Let me know what y'all think is gonna happen on this next episode. I think there's only what, one left. There's only one episode left. Or two. I hope there's two, but I think there's only one left. So, yeah. Lately in Los Angeles, a lot of people have been getting cleaned the fuck out. And when I say cleaned the fuck out, my nigga, I mean wiped the fuck out. Niggas been getting their shit ran up in, nigga. They say Wiz Khalifa recently got robbed. You know what I'm saying?
I'm plugged in, bitch.
But at this point, Ray Sherman has been the most recent ones. Apparently, these niggas had a safe in their crib. And they got it all. Whatever was in the safe, they got everything that was in that motherfucker. They got that motherfucker wiped out. But these niggas weren't there. They said Slim, Sway Lee and Jimmy B Slim Jim, whatever the fuck the nigga name is. Them niggas wasn't there at the house or wherever this safe was at. But yeah, you know, just you remember Rich the Kid just a couple months ago? He was into some shit. Him and his girl, Tory Briggs. At the time, I don't know if they still together, but Rich got beat up pretty bad when somebody ran up in his shit. You know what I'm saying? The Bobby Brown and Janet Jackson shit. The rumor that recently came out, and I didn't know either. You know, I'm an 80s baby, but I didn't know about this shit. Apparently it was true. Back in the day, Janet Jackson was fucking around with Bobby Brown. Her father, Joe Jackson, didn't want any of his daughters fucking with any niggas. So, Bobby Brown threw Janet Jackson out of his room, naked. It's funny because this whole situation supposedly is true. And, Joe Jackson's black. Newsflash. Janet Jackson's black. You know what I'm saying? And like Charlamagne was saying on The Breakfast Club, Michael Jackson was born looking like Colin Kaepernick. When the nigga died, he looked white as fuck. Listen, the nigga Mike was white as shit when he died. God bless his soul. But what entertainment in America, in this world, made, you know, him do and others. Look at motherfucking Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa looks like, he looks fucking disgusting. He doesn't even look disgusting. He looks disturbing. Go look up Sammy Sosa. He looks fucking crazy. But yeah, Janet Jackson got thrown out ass naked in the hotel room back in the day by Bobby Brown. I seen a meme earlier. Nigga basically said that Bobby Brown had Whitney Houston and Janet Jackson back in the day. That's like having Beyonce and Rihanna in this day and age. And that is extremely equivalent, and that is extremely plugged the fuck in. I cannot disagree with that, my nigga. At all.
You need to shut the fuck up.
No, my nigga, I will not. I guess we just gonna have to agree to disagree, my nigga. Because it ain't happening. So look, moving on. I just think that shit's kind of crazy about how Joe Jackson didn't want any of his daughters fucking with niggas. Like, all of y'all are niggas. The only explanation I can think of is because of how the black man is stereotyped in America. I can't think of no other reason. It's sad because you got grown folks out there who are parents that are African American. And they don't want their son bringing home a black girl. Or they don't want their daughter bringing home a black boy. There are some people out there like that. I don't know why. You guys need help. Because you're not plugged the fuck in at all. At all. You need to seek help. Figure something out. Because that's not plugged the fuck in. So yeah. I haven't seen this new Bobby Brown film yet. And supposedly all this shit is inside and on the first part. I guess it's like a 2-part film. I haven't seen it yet. This is just shit I've heard. So I'm going to try to watch it with the wifey. Tomorrow. Like Friday. You feel me? So, as far as new music, Burner, my nigga Burner just dropped a fucking classic, I think, low-key. It's too early to call it a classic. I skimmed through it. About an hour and a half ago, I skimmed through it. For the most part, I give it a 5. For the most part, I give it a 4.5 from what I've heard. He's got a lot of what sounds like just dope shit produced by Cosmo. And if you're a fan of Burna like I am, you already know what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, this shit remind me of Drugstar Cowboy times fucking 2. So I was pleased to hear this shit. He's got slaps like, he's got one with Kevin Gates that's dope. He's got Wiz Khalifa on the album. He's got two different songs with Bone Thugs and Harmony on the album. The album's called Rico. Okay, expect to see him on Breakfast Club. And if you don't know what I'm talking about Burna. He's fucks with Taylor Gang. Check him out on the Breakfast Club next week. Shout out to Burn. I'm gonna tag you all in this shit. Well, I'm trying to come fuck with you. I was just in Vegas too, and my dumb ass didn't even go fuck with your shit. Like, I know that's the big shit, but I still fuck with you. Always have. Been rocking with Burn for a minute. So yeah, Ty Dolla $ign got ran the fuck down on, my nigga. Shit. They came for my nigga. Supposedly this nigga Ty Dolla $ign got an outstanding warrant in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was said that from some source that bro got snitched on. So when I heard this, I was like, what the fuck going on? Ty Dolla $ign getting snitched on? He got ran the fuck down on in Atlanta for outstanding warrants. And somebody also said that bro got snitched on.
You need to shut the fuck up.
I don't understand. Like, when I hear that, I was like, what the fuck going on? So this story is still breaking and rolling out. We will keep y'all plugged in. Once again, this is episode 25. You already know what the fuck going on. It's the Plugged In Podcast. It's your boy Escobar Poppington.
You are now tuned in to the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in.
So look, this whole Nike rollout, Nike campaign, this shit is beautiful. Like, it makes me feel like I can love America like I used to again. It's actually making America great again. Like, this is literally when you make America great again type shit. Like, this is completely plugged in type shit. Like, all the memes that rolled out with this Nike ad opening, this shit is dope as fuck. And they supposedly paid for this new commercial to drop all over the internet. It's supposed to drop during the NFL opening season games tomorrow or tonight. So it's gonna be dope. So they rolling and rocking, baby. Okay? Rolling and fucking rocking. Shout out to Nike. We know you guys lost a little bit of stock, but of course we know it's gonna get it back up there again. Nike's been out for over 30 years, people. Over 30 years. This shit is it's already said and done. And I'm just happy. Mainly because of that commercial. I didn't really expect that. Wasn't prepared for that commercial. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck happened to the shit? But yeah. You know? Shout out to fucking Nike, man. Like, Nike trying to bring it the fuck back, bro, and I'm not mad about them for that.
I'm plugged in, bitch.
And they had Kaepernick with the fro. He had the full afro in the commercial. They're gonna play that commercial while NFL football games are gonna be played tonight. And people gonna be pissed the fuck off. And niggas is still gonna be taking the knee. Getting fined and everything. So yeah, other music that's dropping this Friday. Supposedly Burner was supposed to drop Friday, but he dropped his shit tonight. Like, I thought that was super dope. Go check that out again. But again, on Friday, tomorrow, Suicide Boys is dropping. I Want to Die in New Orleans is the title of that shit. Black drops this month. Not Friday, but he drops this month along with A Boogie with the Hoodie and Cypress Hill. It's pretty fucking interesting. Again, last Friday, along with the Kamikaze, Drip Guy dropped. That I've been on that Black Youngster in that explosive mode for by Messy Marvin San Quinn. Super tough. Like, that's what I've been on, super tough. Y'all need to check that out. If you like that West Coast Messy Marvin shit, that Blap shit, that man, go check that out, bro. And that Black Youngster, you know, I like sliding to that ignorant trap music, bro. So, my favorite shit on there is that Bream. That shit dope as fuck. Shout out to Bacardi, our sponsor tonight. Bacardi Superior. And shout out to, Honey Bourbon, White House. We appreciate everybody for plugging the fuck in. You already know what the fuck going on. And this is the Plugged In Podcast, baby. I'm plugged. I'm plugged. I'm plugged in.